Throughout this week, we've been hearing about some of the knock-on effects from the war in Syria. One of the most obvious is the vast number of people driven out of the country by the fighting, more than 3 million at the last count. You'll find these refugees in camps in Jordan, Lebanon, and some have ended up in Iraq. But Turkey claims to be playing host to more than half of the Syrian exiles. Many are in camps, many more have moved to urban areas of the country, and some are starting to build new homes and whole new lives there. One group of refugees has even started its own radio station broadcasting news about Syria back into the country, as Paul Moss reports now from Istanbul.
It's not the most obvious place to put a radio studio. In a small booth perched on top of a rather run-down building in Istanbul, a group of Syrians are trying to ensure that people in their country get to hear uncensored news of what's going on there. Watan FM is run entirely by refugees who fled to Turkey from Syria. They broadcast out of Istanbul via transmitters hidden in Damascus, Aleppo and other Syrian cities. For the studio engineer Mohammed Sadek, it's a way of providing an alternative to the official media allowed by the regime of Syria's president Bashar al-Assad.
All the TV and the radios in Syria says that Assad is the good leader. We love Assad. So when you make a small radio and says, no, we did not love Assad, we did not want Assad, I can help the revolution because he afraid from the freedom. Assad scared of words more than the rockets.
Watan Radio began broadcasting inside Syria itself, a story as heroic as any to emerge from the country these last few years. When the Arab Spring first reached Damascus, a group of young people there decided to broadcast a pirate radio news program. They learned how to build a transmitter by watching videos on YouTube, but it was a perilous enterprise. Two of their team were caught and arrested by the state security apparatus. Their parents were later told they died. Maha Ayoubi was another of those who played cat and mouse with the authorities during the station's early days.
I was working outside Syria, but I come back to Syria to try to send some message to the people who, just like me, our regime is stoning the media from us. We have just lie. So we will make something new.
You had a very successful career working in music, mixing, recording. How does it feel to find yourself unexpectedly living as a refugee in a strange country?
It's very hard and it's very difficult. I'm forced to be a refugee. I have just my work, my music, and to be without country. It's very difficult.
But it's an experience that many Syrians are now having. More than 3 million have fled the country. More than half of these are in Turkey, according to the government. And although many new arrivals have been sheltered in refugee camps, the vast majority of Syrians are now living in Turkish cities, plenty of them here in Istanbul. You can see them on the streets, some begging, others just wandering rather aimlessly, at times leading to friction with the local community.
This kind of beggars we don't have in Turkey. We're kind of leaving them on the streets. I don't understand why aren't they on the in the camps.
Aytan Tukelton runs a cafe, the Duran, in the Nişantaş area of Istanbul. She insists she does feel sorry for the Syrian refugees, but says they're becoming a problem.
They approach the customers, they ask for money, and there is a street over there near the subway. They sit there like with the families. The women are breastfeeding. There are very small children around just running with bare feet, running around. First, you feel sad. How can they even travel here? Now what's going to happen? I don't know. They will start to work. There will be a lot of problems.
That's also the prediction of a man who studied immigrant and refugee communities in Turkey. Koray Özdil is an anthropologist and warns that the challenge for this country is not only what to do with the people who arrive here penniless and start begging. There are already strains on social cohesion, he says, from the Syrian arrivals who are relatively well off.
There are also the ones who are middle classes. They come here with their savings and so on. Some of them might speak English, and some of them might establish themselves a better life compared to other Turkish people. They rent the houses which the locals are also renting, and it is much more difficult for both parties to be a neighbor, to talk on the street, to share a common life.
Back at Watan Radio, I found the Syrian staff acutely aware of their newfound status as refugees, but determined not to be seen only as victims. Willa Awad presents the station's breakfast show and says that while it seeks to tell people all the worst of what's happening in Syria, they also make a point of reminding people why it's worth getting through the conflict.
I want to say that the Syrian, first of all, is human. We need to start our days with love and something beautiful. It's morning show. In the morning programs, ha ha ha, look at the Bashar al-Assad. And
so you mean you mock the regime on your programs, you laugh at them?
Yeah, yeah. Make anything normal in the life. So I say in the morning, good morning, we are alive. Until now, we are breathing, so we have to laugh and survive.